Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
This is an incredible scene. The place is going wild.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, often imitated but never duplicated now for 27-plus years. Today, we have a kick-ass show, folks. We'll talk about the 2012 Olympics. We'll talk about the Showtime card. Of course, Robert the Ghost Guerrero, the kid out of Gilroy, California, taking on a tough Turk by the name of Selçuk Aydın, 23-0, 17 KOs. They call him Little Tyson. Can Little Tyson take care of the Ghost? Well, that's tonight on Showtime Cable, beginning at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 10 p.m. Eastern Time, coming to you live from the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. MMA, well, I guess we could sort of sum it up this way. UFC 149, it sucked. I didn't say that. Dana White, the president of the UFC, said that. In fact, he said, quote, you know, in the history of the UFC under my leadership, and of course this goes back to UFC 33, I believe that was in 2001, he said that, you know, you can count the amount of cards that have sucked on one hand. Well, this is another card that sucked. He was talking about UFC 149, of course, in the main event. There was no question about that. Renan Barrail beat handily. Uriah Faber broke two of his ribs, just took him apart over five minute rounds. Bottom line is he is the interim bantamweight champion of the UFC, soon to take on the UFC reigning champion, Dominic Cruz, once he returns from an injury. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Want to welcome the Ohio Sports Radio Network. Want to welcome Utica, New York. Want to welcome Memphis, Tennessee, Houston, Texas, Sacramento, California, Salt Lake City. Everybody's in the house tonight on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
Joe, I know you don't like to talk in a moment like this, but you're getting $2.5 million. Will that make any difference in the way you're going to fight?
Well, it gives me inspiration to do a little more, you know, and go forward a little more, and I feel good about it.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, folks, of course, in mixed martial arts. Steve Kim of MaxBoxing.com will be here in just a few minutes. The godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant, may be checking in if I can rip him away from the phone. He's doing some family business as I speak right now. But the bottom line is, you know, we're going to have a great show today. We'll talk boxing. We'll talk mixed martial arts. And, of course, we're tweeting as well. You can hit us up on the Twitter mark, twitter.com, using the hash mark ringtalk. That's RINGTALK. Last night, Henry Lundy got whooped on. And, well, no surprise to me if Fernando Beltran beat him up. But Beltran only had 6 KOs coming in. Who would think that Beltran would have enough power to take out Lundy? But Lundy's often been how can I put this, overly hyped in my mind. And last night he was exposed for what he was, basically a club fighter. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, tonight, the big fight coming from San Jose, California, the HP Pavilion, the home of the San Jose Sharks of the National Hockey League. I'm talking about Robert Guerrero, the Ghost. What's he now? 29-1-1, 19 KOs, of course, a champion, 126, 130, and 135 pounds, taking on Selkuk Aydin, 23-0, 17 KOs. Now, when I look at this fight, and I've watched a lot of film on Aydin on YouTube, YouTube.com has got a number of his fights. The bottom line is you know, he's looked good against, how can I put this, sub-world-class opposition. But against world-class opposition, he has yet to face somebody of Robert Guerrero's ilk. Now, some people think that Robert Guerrero is too small, too light in the bridges. He'd be fighting at 147 pounds. They say the jump from 135 to 147 is too much. But the kid stands at 5'11". I mean, he's not a midget. He's not a little short guy, okay? Aydin, not that big of a guy. I think that Robert's going to have the height, the reach. I think that he'll move around. I think he'll pick his shots. And I think that the young man from originally from Turkey, I think he's now fighting out of Germany. But the bottom line is I think he'll feel the hard right hands and the stinging left jab, and I think that will discourage him, and Robert will either go on to win a 12-round unanimous nod, or he'll stop the Turk late in this 12-round fight for the vacant WBC welterweight title. And speaking of welterweights, Floyd Mayweather Jr. supposed to get out of jail yesterday. 57 days was his sentence. Now they're talking about September 3rd. I don't know if he did anything in jail that extended his stay another 6 days or 7 days, whatever it was, but the bottom line is, how could you do anything when you're in solitary confinement 23 hours a day? I mean, you talk about cruel and unusual punishment. To me, this is cruel and unusual punishment. You know, people say, look, Pedro, Martha Stewart went to jail. She was in jail 6 months. She's an old lady. She could hang with it. Did you see the jail that Martha Stewart was in? I mean, come on. It was like a palace. It was like it was a hotel. It was incredibly, how can I put this, charming for a jail, for a place of incarceration. So it's a big difference between where Martha Stewart was and where Floyd Mayweather is. Floyd Mayweather's in a cell that's about 6 feet wide, about 10 feet tall, 10 to 12 feet tall. That's it. I think if Floyd stuck his body out and reached his arms out and his legs out, I think he couldn't, the width of the cell would be, you know, shorter than his body. But the bottom line is that is where he's been for the past 57, now 58 days. The judge said he would get to spend 57 days in jail, and he'd get out after 57 days. Now they're talking about September 3rd as a release date. I was told earlier this week that it was going to be on Friday, and after 57 days. But evidently, you know, they're going to hold Floyd for another week. So, you know, good luck to Floyd Mayweather. I hope that when he gets out, he realizes that, you know, this is not a place for him. I mean, he's got lots of money, but all the money in the world won't keep you out of jail when it comes to domestic violence. It just won't do it. I mean, you smack around a woman or you choke a woman or you do whatever he's alleged to have done to his, quote, baby's mama. You know, you're gonna have to feel the heat. You're gonna have to pay the price. And he paid the price. I think he's paid the price. I think he's been humiliated. I think he's been denigrated. And people say to me, oh, Pedro, well, you know, he beat up on a woman this and that. Well, he didn't actually beat her up per se. I mean, there weren't any bruises on her and she wasn't marked up and he didn't punch her or anything like that. What evidently happened was they got into an argument over the fact that she was allegedly seeing some NBA star. Floyd didn't like it, like Floyd's got a pink slip on her or something like that. You know, this ownership thing that some men have on women, even when they're ex-girlfriends, this pink slip type of ideology that Floyd Mayweather was trying to employ over the mother of his two children. They got into a beef, and evidently he pushed her and then grabbed her cell phone and either took it or smashed it into 1,000 pieces, depending on whose story you believe. And the bottom line is, that's a federal offense. And that is big as far as domestic violence is concerned. If you take away somebody's phone, like if you were to walk into your ex-wife's house or your current wife's house and you rip the telephone out of the wall, well, guess what? That's a felony. Unbelievably, it's a federal crime as well. So the bottom line is he wasn't charged federally. The Clark County District Attorney and the judge got together and said he was going to spend 90 days in jail. And, of course, that's in the county jail there, Clark County Jail. When they could have put him on a work program. I mean, you want to really humiliate him. You really want to put Floyd Mayweather to work. You send him out there with a bunch of other prisoners on the Clark County, the Las Vegas city streets, right? And you have him picking up trash, okay? And when the press gets a few shots of that, I mean, that's going to humiliate Floyd beyond belief. That would be really humiliate him. That would really, really, I think, strike a chord. I think this idea of keeping him locked up 23 hours a day in a, you know, a 9x12 cell, I just don't think I think it's cruel and unusual punishment for the crime. Yes, hitting a woman, striking a woman, taking her telephone, whatever it may be, that's not a good thing. It's never a good thing, especially if you're a high-profile person like Floyd Mayweather, who's had his scrapes with the law in the past. Of course, you know, there was a guy that he allegedly hit over the head with the champagne bottle in the Las Vegas nightclub. There was a guy that he allegedly kicked, and they showed some videotape of that in that Grand Rapids, Michigan pool hall about 4 or 5 years ago. So he's had his share of incidents. And there was a couple of incidents that took place on the road as well where he tried to, like, run somebody off the road. So Floyd's not dealing with 52 cars a lot of the time. And a lot of this has to do with the fact that he's a spoiled brat. He has been a spoiled brat. I mean, ever since I've known him, he's been spoiled. He talk about the golden spoon of being born with a silver spoon in your mouth, okay? He wasn't exactly born rich, but he was middle class out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Detroit, not Flint, Michigan, not any of these so-called ghetto towns, okay? The bottom line is he had a middle class upbringing. He had a decent upbringing. His mother took good care of him. His mother worked hard, tried to put him through school. The bottom line is, you know, about 16, 17 years old, Floyd started realizing, you know, that he had this superior boxing ability and that he was going to take it to an Olympic gold medal. Well, I watched him lose in the 1996 Olympic trials over in Oakland, California. He threw a fit. He started crying. He threw a tantrum. He left the ring. He was crying in the dressing room, this and that. I mean, it's the last time I think I've seen Floyd Mayweather cry. Now, I think he's cried a bit since he's been in jail because, you know, spending time alone gives you a lot of time to reflect on your past. 23 hours a day in solitary confinement with no TV, no iPod, no, none of those, you know, luxuries that he's used to, okay? Spending 23 hours a day by yourself in a jail cell, I think will be humbling, and I think is, as I said, humiliating beyond belief. I really do, because 23 hours a day in solitary confinement. I'll tell you what, I got locked up one time for a traffic ticket, okay? And they put me in a cell, and I was in a cell for 8 hours by myself. It was excruciating as far as the pain was concerned. I'm talking about emotional, and then it turned into physical pain. You just can't equate being locked up with freedom. You just can't. So when Floyd gets out, I think you'll see a different Floyd to an extent. Yeah, he's going to play like, oh, yeah, it didn't bother me. I took it like a man, all the kinds of stuff, play this macho game. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, at the end of 57 days or 63 days, whichever it may be, Floyd's going to come out, I think, a better man. And if he doesn't, he's going to go back to jail eventually, okay? All the money in the world will not keep you out of jail, especially in Clark County. Ask O.J. Simpson, okay? I really, you know, I know O.J. did the thing down there in L.A. I know he did the nasty deed down there on the Goldman, Ron Goldman and his ex-wife, Nicole. And in case you didn't know it, I knew them both when I was a San Francisco policeman. Nicole and O.J. got into a beef at a disco on Powell Street here in San Francisco in the Fisherman's Wharf area, the North Beach area. And I got a call from the management. There was a 418 domestic going on. 418 means like a, you know, a verbal or a physical altercation. So I went there, and there was O.J. Simpson wearing a tuxedo without a tie. His bow tie was gone. And he was obviously wet. What I mean by wet was it looked like, you know, he had like taken a little mini shower. Well, what happened was that he and Nicole had gotten to this beef, and Nicole called him the N-word, the effing N-word, and that's the way she put it, okay, according to witnesses, and then threw a drink on him, a couple of drinks on him. So O.J. stayed. She went home. O.J. had no complaints as far as the police were concerned when I got there. He says, who called you? I said, well, the management called us. He said, yeah, I don't have any problems. He was, you know, me and the old lady got into a little tiff, a little argument, and she went home. We live right up the street, blah, blah, blah. So the very next day, I got another call, and I'm working swing shift out of Central Station, which is in the Chinatown area of San Francisco, which covers Fisherman's Wharf, Union Square, some of the popular tourist sites here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. So I got a call to go down to another incident, and they said there was a bunch of, this is the way the dispatcher described it to me, there's a pile of clothes on the sidewalk, and she didn't know where they were coming from, and she wanted me to go down there and check it out. Now, I was a recruit at the time. And when you're a recruit, means you're not even a rookie yet. Basically, you're not past your probationary period. You're doing on-the-job training, okay? And Daniel Ferretti was my field training officer. And we went down to this site, I believe it was on Powell Street as well. And there was this big mountain of clothes in the middle of the sidewalk. Well, there were these great Versace suits and, I mean, just silk shirts, all that kind of stuff. But they were all cut up. I mean, there were scissor marks through them all. Somebody had taken a pair of scissors or a knife or something like that and cut them all off. Well, I talked to the manager, and the manager ended up telling me that it was O.J. Simpson's wife, Nicole, who had thrown his clothes out the window. Evidently, O.J. had taken one of his flights that morning and went out of town to go do some business. I think this is back in the day when he was big with Hertz Rent-A-Car and doing commercials and things like that. Okay, so he left, and he went and did his thing. And I come upon all these clothes on the sidewalk. So Nicole's not answering the door. I'm knocking on her door. She's not answering the door. I know she's in there. I could hear people moving around behind the door. She's not going there. So I went to the manager's office, and I talked to him. And he said, well, I see, you know, all these clothes are out there on the sidewalk. And, you know, a couple of them have O.J. Simpson's monogram inside the suit. So they're O.J.'s clothes. He goes, well, what do you want me to do about it? I said, well, why don't you clean the clothes up and, you know, and deal with it with your tenant a little bit later. So he ended up there going out there, cleaning up all the clothes, taking care of business. And the bottom line is that was the end of the O.J. Simpson story as far as I was concerned here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Now it was about, I guess that was 82. So I would figure it was, what, 13 years later, the murder took place down there in L.A., of course, when his wife got her head nearly cut off and Ron Goldman was murdered as well. And I think O.J. did that one. But as far as the deal in Clark County is what I'm getting back to, when O.J. allegedly went into the room and tried to get his memorabilia back from a guy that allegedly stole it from him or got it by a hook or crook, he wasn't guilty of that one. He wasn't. But that's Clark County. Don't get popped in Clark County. If you get popped in Clark County with a joint, guess what? You might go to state prison. I kid you not. Marijuana in a joint can get you put in state prison in the state of Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Next up, one of my favorite writers, folks, one of the best writers on the boxing beat. I'm talking about Steve Kim of Max Boxing right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free, 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Joe Louis has done it again. He's on the comeback trail. Joe, will you say a word to the audience?
1 minute.
Oh, everybody, I'm glad I win.
That was Joe Louis's brief statement. You must have something more to say, Joe. You really fought a magnificent battle.
I hope I win. You ran a right to go back to the championship anyway.
Fine, old Joe. Okay. Joe Louis has just been pulled out by Harry Bailo. And if I take a look across the ring, I'll see if it's possible to get over to Jack Sharkey if he isn't in too bad condition.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power in Vallejo, California, August the 3rd. In fact, the first, it'll be the Whispers. The second will be Confunction with my friend Michael Cooper. And, of course, the mighty Tower of Power that is August 3rd at the Solano County Fair right off of Highway 80 in Vallejo, California. Of course, you can check out all my work as far as the Tower of Power is concerned at towerofpower.com. Hit the message board, Pedro's Song of the Month, etc. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. I'm honored to have my next guest on the show. He is a outstanding boxing writer. He's got an opinion that few other people have. He's got the knowledge and the acumen that few people in the boxing game have, because he's been around for about 20 years now. Is it hard to believe you've been around 20 years, man, or what?
Pedro, it's not that long. My first year was in 96, so we're creeping up. I'm past 15. There's no, you know what? I am getting past 20, but I'm getting right near there. And it's funny, Pedro, when I start seeing, like, the fighters who had sons, like Shane Mosley, I remember seeing him at L.A. Boxing in the late 90s with these young kids, and then you see Shane Mosley Jr. boxing as a teenager creeping into his 20s. You do start to feel your age a little bit.
Okay, Steve Kim's our guest of MaxBoxing.com. You can hit us up on the Twitter thing, twitter.com using the hash mark RingTalk. Now, Steve, I did a poll this week at RingTalk.com. Actually, I wrote an article. Is HBO worth paying for? I'm going to have Larry Merchant on a little bit later. But believe it or not, most of the people polled, most of the people answered, said they were disgusted with HBO's boxing broadcasting.
Pedro, it's interesting you asked me that question. Last week, before I wrote my article, Boxing After Farce, over what took place in Cincinnati last week, that Sunday, as I'm writing this article, I asked, how many of you out there that follow me subscribe solely or in large part to HBO or Showtime just for the boxing? And an overwhelming amount of people said, basically, if I don't have boxing on Showtime or HBO, I wouldn't subscribe to either network. To go to your question, is it worth it right now? Well, Pedro, let's look at what they have produced so far in 2012. They haven't had a lot of memorable moments. I think the Amir Khan upset by Danny Garcia, that was something notable. But most of your notable moments at that level of boxing so far have really come on Showtime. The Jose Cito Lopez-Victor Ortiz fight and the Salido-Wanma fight, which is the fight of the year, which I was actually at. So I would have to say, put a gun to my head, yes or no, is HBO worth it right now in terms of its boxing programming? I would say this year and maybe other subsequent years as a resounding no.
Wow. Wow. I didn't think you were going to come back with a resounding no. I thought you might have come back with a negative, but not a resounding no. Now, Showtime.
Well, Major,
go on.
Major, let me just say this. That's if you put a gun to my head. I mean, we're boxing fans, and we're in the sport of boxing. We cover it. So that's not really fair to ask us, because we're going to watch everything. I watch every bit of boxing as I can, from DVDs of international fights, stuff on YouTube. But I'm saying for the general fan who has bills to pay, who don't get tax write-offs for subscribing to cable, who don't have that much disposable income, these people have hard choices to make. And if they're being let down consistently by a network in terms of their boxing programming, can you blame them if they said no?
You got a point there, no question about that. We're talking about HBO boxing, folks. The fact that a poll that was ran this week at ringtalk.com, a majority of readers came back and said that they are disgusted with the HBO programming. And, of course, I think the capper was the fact that Adrian Broner, the undefeated lad out of Cincinnati, Ohio, fighting at home last week against California's Vicente Escovedo, a fight that he was already a tremendous favorite in. He came in overweight, evidently didn't try to make the 130-pound limit, weighed 133.5. Then he was supposed to weigh about 140 the next morning, and he weighed 143.5. There were negotiations going on all day long, back and forth. And I believe Rolando Arellano handles the business for Vicente Escovedo. And evidently, he got him $300,000 or $400,000. Originally, he was only supposed to get $150,000. So the $300,000 I saw in print, the $400,000 I got from promoter Don Chargan, the Hall of Famer, who had handled Vicente in the past. But you know, that was sort of, you know, that card there, that wasn't HBO championship boxing material. It was like, it might have been worth an internet fee, but it wasn't worth premium cable. That card wasn't worth it. Thurman on the undercard, I wasn't all that impressed with him. I don't think he's world-class yet. Has Al Haymon taken over HBO to the point where he can dictate whatever goes on the air? Is that what's going on here, Steve?
The short answer is yes. And about 7 years ago, I dubbed HBO the Haymon Boxing Organization. And as I pointed out in my article, I think there are specific executives over there at Home Box Office that get paid by Time Warner, but they don't work for them. What happened last week was an Haymon infomercial that was engineered and constructed by Al Haymon under the umbrella of Golden Boy Promotions, and I thought it was completely unfair. I mean, let me just give you a backstory to all this. Pedro, I've been to several gyms since that time. I've talked to various trainers, professional fighters, matchmakers, managers, opinions that I respect that have been in this business for years. I have not talked to one person yet that thinks Keith Thurman can really fight. And he fought a guy in Orlando Lora who, under any other circumstance, would not have been accepted by HBO to be an opponent. Pedro, Orlando Lora is a tough professional fighter. We have to give him that respect. With that being said, though, he came into this fight with a six-round draw in Mexico to a fighter that was 7-2-2. And before that, his other victory was a sixth rounder against a fighter with the record of 11-27-2. I have to ask, would any other promoter have been able, or manager, been able to get that approved as an opponent? I would say no. Also, as it relates to Escobedo, I felt bad for him. Yeah, he took the money, but he was basically coerced into a situation where you had no other choice but to accept the best offer possible, because unlike Broner, you're not with Al Heyman, you're not the favorite son, you're not the A-side, you're not guaranteed an HBO date. And, Pedro, I'd ask you, you're an amateur fighter, and I've talked to fighters and managers and nutritionists about this. The fact that he was not even forced to cut weight at all in either process, I'm sick of people saying, well, they both weighed in at the same weight when they fought.
Steve, hold on 1 second. I'm running up on a hard break here on the American Forces Network here across the country and around the world, so hold on for me for 1 minute. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Steve Kim is our guest. We have toll-free phone lines, 1-800-878-7529.
Hey, guys. Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
And now, the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special, starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy Uniform Event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
Little bit of the Super Strokeland band here coming back, a combination of Tower of Power and Huey Lewis in the news. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the American Forces Network, of course the Sports Byline Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2. We've got all kinds of internet platforms, and I do want to welcome the Ohio Sports Radio Network for picking us up today for the very first time. So, everybody in Ohio, I used to do TV back there in Columbus, Ohio, back in the days when Buster Douglas was a heavyweight champion of the world. Remember that? That's been a long, long time ago, but the bottom line is Columbus was good to me. They really were. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll talk MMA in hour number two. We'll also extend the boxing part of the show. Usually we do 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of MMA, but the week of MMA, it's been a week in the world of MMA, so we're going to extend the boxing hour a bit into hour number two. We'll bring in the godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant, probably at about 10 minutes after the next hour. So the godfather will be in the house, of course, the Hall of Famer himself, the man that is, how can I put this? He is very opinionated, and just like my current guest, he has a wealth of boxing acumen, he's knowledgeable, and he speaks his mind. Of course, I'm talking about right now, Steve Kim. And Steve, I thank you so much for appearing on the show, man. It's been sort of tough getting you. Last week was a little bit of a ball of confusion, but I'm really happy you're with us this week.
No, absolutely. I apologize for last week's gap. That was my fault. But, Pedro, just real quickly, as I was saying.
Go ahead.
You as a fighter would know, aren't the last 3 pounds the toughest to lose, and it does take something out of you?
No, the 2 pounds, because here's what they did. I won 4 Golden Glove titles at 139 pounds. And then they switched the weight class to 141. Well, I used to die making 139 from 140 and a quarter down. So that last pound and a half was just absolutely excruciating. I mean, I would starve. I wouldn't eat for 3 days. I mean, my mother would cook me broccoli with meat sauce and put gravy on it and things like that. That's what I would eat for the last 3 days. I ate nothing. I drank very little water, the whole nine yards. So the drying out process was painful. It was excruciating. And now they've got the 141-pound division. God knows if they had it when I was fighting, maybe I'd have done a little bit better than I did. But the bottom line is making 139 is tough. The last 2 to 3 pounds are the toughest. But the bottom line, again, is Adrian Broner didn't seem to make an attempt to make the weight. I mean, he was tweeting people all week long, showing pictures of Twinkies and things like that, wasn't he?
Yeah, and that's my point, Pedro, that was Vicente Escobedo a heavy underdog? As you said, yes, he was about 10 to 1. But whatever window of opportunity he had to win that fight was rooted in the fact he was going to fight a Broner that may have been weight drained and diminished. Once that process was circumvented so blithely, that 10 to 1 fight, Pedro, became a 1,000 to 1 fight. And at that point, it just became about Vicente Escobedo, how much are you willing to be a pawn in this game as Adrian Broner's career gets advanced? And as I predicted, Adrian Broner already has a date scheduled for him on a cable premium network. It looks like October 6th in Atlantic City.
We're talking with Steve Kim, folks, of MaxBoxing.com. That's MaxBoxing.com, one of the leading boxing websites in the world. No question about that. Okay, we'll switch gears. We're going to go from HBO Boxing to the Association of Boxing Commissions, which I consider a very impotent organization. Of course, the Muhammad Ali Professional Boxing Act of 1996, which was, I believe, approved in the year 2000, written by Senator John McCain out of Arizona, was supposed to be the godsend. It was supposed to help fighters out. It was supposed to make sure the fighters got paid all their money. And there was supposed to be some type of enforcement factor in this Muhammad Ali Professional Boxing Act. But yet Tim Lukianoff, who I used to call Pookie from the old Jack City movie, I think it was what it was called. But the bottom line is he's impotent. His entire organization is impotent. I mean, in the 10 or 12 years they've been in existence, they've never investigated one scandal. They've never taken anybody really to task. I mean, they followed some state suspensions, but they haven't done anything. What good are they as a federal entity if they have no teeth to bite with?
You know, Pedro, that's a great question. The only impact that I think the ABC has really made recently is they tried to get Margarito Cotto expunged from New York. From what I'm told, that they were the driving force behind Margarito having such licensing issues in the state of New York, if that whole promotion became a political football. But, you know, Pedro, your point is well taken. I'm not exactly sure what power the ABC has or over what jurisdictions. I mean, boxing is such a wild, wild west type of mentality that, you know, when you have a problem getting a fighter or a fight license, you can just go to a place like Texas, for instance, that'll take almost anything as long as it's economically feasible for them. I think, in my opinion, Pedro, if the ABC wants to have any teeth and not just be a toothless tiger, I think they need to take the bull by the horns in terms of the use of performance-enhancing drugs and setting guidelines that will be followed from state to state and making them more stringent. I think that's an issue that is important. I think that's an issue that should be dealt with. because I would hate to think that it takes a ring fatality for the powers that be to finally realize that what we have going on right now is a very, very wide loophole throughout that whole system and process. But your overall point is well taken. I mean, people talk about a national commission. I'm not so sure I necessarily agree with that, because I don't think that's the cure for boxing. But I do think there should be some sort of set standard of rules. Now, I know there's the rules of the ABC that we use across the board, but you're right. Every state that we go to that really matters in boxing, there does seem to be almost like this banana republic quality to them, where they're kind of running their own rules, but not really adhering to a set of rules across the board nationally, which I think is almost unprecedented in any other sport, Pedro.
You brought up Texas. Now, a Texas news agency called thestatesman.com, I did put the article up at ringtalk.com. I tried to get a hold of the writer, Eric Dexheimer, but he rips the state apart as far as their inability to drug test athletes afterwards, and he brings it into question, of course, Julio Cesar Chavez having been suspended prior for using a banned substance, and then him not being drug tested on at least one of his last two fights in Texas, and of course, Alistair Overeem, the UFC top ranked heavyweight contender, before he was suspended for a testosterone level that was 14-1, when the average is about 1-1 or 2-1. He had this Dr. Carlos Molina in Texas shoot him up and gave him his own drugs to send him home with in the whole nine yards. And the bottom line is, Texas, I think, is really the root of all. I mean, if everything that's wrong in boxing and MMA sort of seems to start in Texas, because, you know, Margarito was banned here in California. California, the attorney general didn't think he deserved another chance. And if he wanted to box in California again, they said come back next year. And that would have been January 2012, I believe. And he said no. So he went to Nevada to try to get a license there. They said no. Then he went to Texas, and they didn't even bother to discuss it in front of the athletic commission. They just waved their magic wand, did Dickie Cole. And Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys that runs that Dallas Cowboys stadium where the fight was held, he just waved his magic wand, and Margarito was licensed in Texas.
Texas is interesting. Because it's a very good boxing market, Pedro, but they do have a very, shall we say, loose standard in terms of their regulations. Their philosophy seems to be that if it's economically feasible and economically viable, they will allow almost everything to go on. And I don't think boxing should be necessarily over-regulated, but we do need to have a set of standards. Now, as it relates to the most egregious thing that I think they did was really the Chavez-Rubio fight. I was actually at that fight. I remember being at the post-fight press conference, and a member of Rubio's camp came up to me complaining that Texas simply refused to do a drug test. Now, the other side of the coin says we tried to do one, but we couldn't, or we were waiting. I didn't find it very suspicious.
How tough can it be to find a cup to pee in?
Not very tough at all.
Okay.
And there were still issues. See, when it was compounded by the fact, Pedro, that for the Andy Lee fight back in June, you talk to certain people in that Andy Lee camp, and you know who they are. They swear up and down they don't believe that Chavez took a legitimate test. Now, again, this is where we have to take this process out of the hands of promoters. This whole thing where promoters have to, like, throw in the contract that we have certain special testing, I think that is completely off base. You cannot expect the promoters to do that. I don't think that's their job. There needs to be a regulatory body, whether it's the existing commissions or the ABC or whoever, and whether you're going to do VADA or USADA, that we got to take the process out of the hands of those who are economically involved with the fighters, because that process at that point will become very tainted. Think about it. Do you think Arab or Texas really wants Chavez to come up dirty for any of their...
Again.
Of course not. Of course not.
Yeah.
So that's why you have to have a neutral party. And, again, I don't know who it's going to be. But, number one, you need to raise the standards. And, number two, then you got to find someone to actually enforce them.
Okay. Steve Kim's our guest. Big question for Steve here. Kim, coming in here on the email. You talked about performance-enhancing drugs. And, of course, Manny Pacquiao has been suspected or alleged to have taken these performance-enhancing drugs. And as of late, his performances have been less than stellar. And a lot of this sort of seemed to come after all these drug use allegations. Do you think there was any merit in your mind to the fact that the possibility he was taking things?
I think there's a possibility that a lot of fighters are taking things. As it relates specifically to him, you know, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility. I think we have to be realists here. I mean, for so many years, people tried to defend Lance Armstrong, and it turns out that maybe Lance was very dirty.
Yeah.
There seems to be enough circumstantial evidence that it should be at least looked into. But also at the same time, just having a suspicion is not enough. I could look at fighters today and talk to people, and there's a lot of guys I find suspicious. But you know what? I don't know what we could really do except have those suspicions. You know, and as it relates to Manny Pacquiao's most recent performances, I think we're seeing a fighter who's past his prime. I think the guy that dominated Miguel Cotto over 11-plus rounds in November of 2009, Pedro, I don't think that guy exists anymore. I don't think he's no longer that 36-minute pressure fighter over 12 rounds. And I think we saw it against Bradley. I think that we're seeing a guy that could do it for about 24, 27 minutes. But 36 minutes, no, because the old Manny Pacquiao, I thought, would have finished the show much better than he did on that night. So you can make an argument, is it the lack of extra juice or is it age? Or is it a combination of both? I think in this era, and I hate to be such a cynic about it, Pedro, everyone is suspect or suspicious. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. I've got about 2.5 minutes left here. We're talking with Steve Kim of MaxBoxing.com. That's MaxBoxing.com. What about the NBC getting a rule now that there's 67 seconds between rounds? What do you think of that?
I don't really have a problem with it. I don't think it's the end of boxing. I mean, we survived without 15-round fights. We don't have rosin on the canvas anymore. Pedro, if you look at every other sport from basketball, football, even baseball, in certain instances, there have been concessions made for advertising and television to allow more revenue to come in. And if we want more boxing on platforms like NBC, we better make these concessions. And as long as both fighters get 67 seconds, I'm okay with it. I think it's a relatively small price for progress. And remember, Pedro, it's only for fights on NBC specifically or on broadcast television.
Mm-hmm.
The fights on HBO, Showtime, or any other cable outlet that doesn't have advertising, it doesn't really affect. But again, do you want to see more boxing on NBC and now CBS? I would say yes. Now, giving up 7 extra seconds per end of round, is that worth it? I would say yes, Pedro.
Okay. Steve Kim's been our guest, folks. He is with MaxBoxing.com. One last question. I got about 35 seconds. Does the young man from Turkey have a chance with Robert Guerrero tonight, Selçuk Aydın?
Yes, he does, because Robert Guerrero has not fought in over a year. He's coming off an injury, and he's moving up 2 weight classes, and Aydın is a rough, tough guy. And, you know, think about it, Pedro. Has Guerrero ever put together 2 dominant back-to-back performances? I'd say the answer is no. I think we have a real fight tonight.
Good point. The great Steve Kim of MaxBoxing.com. I thank you for your time today, sir.
Anytime, Pedro. We'll do it again soon.
All the best to you. Steve Kim of MaxBoxing.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll be here for another hour. We do have open phone lines. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We've also got the Twitter thing going. Twitter.com using the hash mark RingTalk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're mine.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family. family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Show a little bit of class. This is a man that I've spent some time talking to.
Yeah.
You're going to work hard.
That was Rick Barry, and formerly number 24, a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest basketball players in history. When somebody was getting booed over at the Oakland Coliseum Arena a couple of months ago. But the bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts tonight. Showtime goes at 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 10 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, live with the main event, the unbeaten Selçuk Aydın out of Turkey, 23-0, 17 wax, taking on Robert Guerrero, 29-1-1, 19 KOs. That is the main event from the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. It'll be on Showtime. It should be a great card. As far as Robert's concerned, it's do or die. If he doesn't do this at 147, he'll never move up to these super fights with people like Floyd Mayweather and things like that. That is the vision of Robert Guerrero, of Team Guerrero, that if he wins tonight, he'll put himself in a slot to possibly fight Floyd Mayweather in the future, or a Manny Pacquiao, somebody like that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. And don't forget, we air twice weekly on Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. I thank you so much.